You ever seen the show Pawn Stars?
Like religion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching it the other night again.
There's a guy in that program whose name is Steve Grad.
Yes.
He is a principal authenticator with Beckett Authentication Services. So he can look at a baseball bat, a contract, piece of paper that's signed by Babe Ruth, and tell you whether it's real or whether it's bogus or not. How does he do this?
We got to know this.
Well, let's ask him. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Appreciate you taking the time. I know you're busy down at the Fan Expo this afternoon. How did
great to be here.
How did you first get into the business of authentication?
Well, to be honest with you, I started kind of doing the autograph stuff when I was about 8 years old, and I just turned 49 recently. So it's been kind of a lifelong thing, you know, where I started chasing autographs and running around at the ballpark. And once you learn how to do it and you get kind of this sickness through your, you know, I think you could mix up passion and sickness. And you just want to keep doing it more, and you learn more and you do more. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm at hotels and airports and training camps. And it kind of just built a knowledge base inside my head. And then I also had a good feel for vintage stuff, and I'd been around the material so much in my life. You know, you mentioned Babe Ruth, but, you know, not just Babe Ruth, Marilyn Monroe, John F. Kennedy, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and it kind of goes on, and you start to get that knowledge base built up in your head and an exemplar database built up in a file of that. And, you know, it kind of just worked out for me. I think I was in the right place at the right time in terms of the authentication. And actually, I think that's how the TV thing worked out, too. And I'm able to be on Pawn Stars and bring that to TV now. And I mean, I find the whole world kind of fascinating that people say to me, you look at autographs for a living? There's a real job for that? yeah, there is. Well, believe it or not.
There's a lot of money in autographs. I know in the art world, when somebody brings in a piece of art, there are ways of authenticating it, forensic ways of authenticating it. Do you use any kind of forensic science?
You know what? I really don't. And I'll tell you the truth. In the last, let's say, 15 to 20 years, the forensic thing has been abused too much. There's real forensic guys that are fantastic at what they do, but, you know, they bring out their tools and all the heavy equipment. But then there's guys who claim they're forensic guys that kind of just put a rubber stamp on things and have been bad for my industry, to be honest with you. So, you know, I go more on gut feel, my exemplars, matching up handwriting, and kind of working from there. You know, and people say to me, well, you had to go to school for that. And there really isn't a school to learn how to be an autograph authenticator. I think you either know it or you don't know it. And there's a big separation there. And I feel that I know it pretty well, and I've been able to do it successfully for many years now. And I enjoy looking at all this stuff. And you're right, it's a gigantic business. It's really crazy to see what it's turned into since I was a little kid. You know, and I'm doing go to Comic-Cons and sports shows and sports shops and all kinds of different places to authenticate autographs because people need that verification to end up selling the item.
You verified a baseball bat used by Babe Ruth to hit his first home run in old Yankee Stadium in 1923,
sure,
which sold for $1.265 million.
Yeah. That was quite a bet. So that was brought in when I worked for PSA years ago, 2002, I believe, Chicago. And the bat was actually uncovered by, make a long story short, a family had this bat in their family forever. They kept it underneath a bed. And it was given originally to the winner, I believe, of had something to do with newspaper delivery boy or subscription. How many subscriptions can you get? But this kid had ended up winning the bat in 1923 or 1924. Taken the bat, kept in his family, it stayed under their bed. They ended up selling it, but before they did that, I was able to verify the signature. So that was, I still kind of pinpoint that as one of the coolest pieces I've ever done. And really one of the rarest is the first home run bat of Babe Ruth, you know, he used to hit the first home run in Yankee Stadium when they, 1923. So I thought it was a significant piece. A couple years ago, I did the kind of the rules of baseball as they were laid out originally. You know, right after, I believe it was right after the Civil War, and I had a chance to authenticate that, but that was just handwriting, and that sold for, I think, 3.2 or 3.3 million.
Wow.
Somewhere in that range. But I was able to find the handwriting samples in the New York Public Library and make comparisons. So the handwriting, I will tell you, and I spent some time. I was out in New Hampshire at an auction house, and we had spent some time looking at from Bonnie and Clyde days. There was a handwritten poem book by Bonnie that she had written during jail time, and I was at the auction house. I ended up pulling up a bunch of letters of hers she had written. And, you know, you just start comparing the letters and how she did things and the spacing and the sizing. And, you know, if you have an intuition about stuff, and I do with autographs, it usually kind of talks to me, and handwriting too.
You know what I find?
I'm able to analyze that.
You know what I find today? A lot of the younger athletes, you can't make out their signatures. It's all, it's like they're just doing it because they have to do it. And it's like in the old days, you know, you get to get the professional, like the Gordie Howe. You could read Gordon Howe. It was very simple. But today, it's a scratch.
Well, literally, you take any hockey Hall of Famer, okay, especially the old guys. They wrote so nice. And Gordie Howe's a great example. Bobby Hull, who's still signing, is a great example. Their autographs are beautiful. But now you see someone like Ovechkin. His autograph is his scribble. And I think a lot of these young guys just don't really care. And I think years ago, and this goes way back, I think people were taught to take pride in signing their name or at least putting their name down on paper or making it look nice and legible. You know, Harmon Killebrew is a great example of that. You could look at his signature and read every letter. But right now the players, I don't think they really care. And you know, it also contributes to the fact that they think everybody's trying to sell it. And then also everybody's in their face with stuff to sign. So it just kind of, I think for them, it kind of gets old after a while.
But and you got to think, are they not sitting back thinking that this thing is not going to be worth much in 20, 30 years from now because nobody will be able to understand what I've written?
That's a good point. I mean, I don't think a lot of people think about that. A lot of the young athletes don't really care. I mean, I think they get mobbed so much, especially the guys that, you know, turn out to be really good players. You know, Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a good example. His autograph's pretty much been garbage, you know, I'd call it that, from day one. It's just, there's not much there. It's pretty ugly. He knows deep down inside that most people he's signing for are going to take it and sell it. If he's signing a baseball for a guy in the stands or whatever before a game, the likelihood of that being sold is pretty high. So, you know, he's just going to sign kind of sloppy. I've seen his sit-down autograph. It turns out to be the same thing. And, you know, it's very rare you will find a player that signs anything legibly anymore. I don't know if they're capable of it.
Well, that part of the thing is that they don't teach cursive writing anymore.
Right. And that really has a downward spiral on things. I mean, my youngest daughter doesn't even write cursive, so I see it, and it's really sad because when I was in school, we practiced that. I knew how to write, you know, and I have a signature now that I feel is semi-legible. I mean, maybe I'm the one who should talk, but I don't think the modern athletes care that much, and that would go for the same with celebrities too. You know, most of them sign chicken scratch.
Yeah. No, you're going to be down at at Fan Expo Canada for the next day or so. Can people bring stuff down to you for you to look at, and would you authenticate it for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do that on site. The same thing I do anytime I go to a different city. We come in, we do authentication. Here at the show, we provide like a show signer special. So you've got Steven Seagal here, Sean Astin's here, Peter Weller, RoboCop, Sean Young, John Travolta. You could bring that stuff over, get it authenticated, or you could bring in stuff. Hey, listen, a lot of people will come to a show to see me that have a sock in drawer where their Babe Ruth ball sits. You know, I mean, we see stuff like that all the time. I have throughout my entire career. It's fascinating to see it when someone says, hey, you know, I've had these in a sock drawer for the last 50 years, and it turns out there's a ball signed by Babe Ruth.
What about
it's pretty fascinating to see that stuff.
What about memorabilia? Can you give them an idea whether that's legitimate or bogus?
Yeah, you know, with the memorabilia stuff, I don't, you know, I kind of stay away a little bit just because of the rampant fraud in that industry. And I'll tell you the truth, I understand game use stuff to an extent, but my specialty turns out to be autographs. So I guess that's the one thing I've been blessed or cursed with, depending on how you look at it.
How many autographs do you have?
Oh, good question. I'll tell you, right now, currently in my collection, it's probably about 40,000, somewhere in that range.
40,000?
50,000? Yeah.
Good Lord, man.
Well, you know, I started chasing autographs when I was a very young age. And I think the thing as a collector, you learn to weed out stuff and really focus your collecting. Because that's when you really,
right,
I feel as a collector, you come in your own. When you
right
really could focus, narrow down your specialty,
I've gotten to that point with Star Wars, Indiana Jones, music, you know, some stuff I really enjoy, some celebrity stuff. So that's the stuff I really, really love. So.
Good stuff. Steve Grad from the show Pawn Stars. He's appearing today and tomorrow down at the Fan Expo Canada. Go by and say hello. Thanks a lot for your time, Steve. I appreciate it.
Thank you.